Well, it's an Irish News exclusive today. It's the front page of their paper, the DUP. This is the headline, the DUP to fly union flag on five more government buildings. This is the Finance Minister, Sammy Wilson. He's come under fire for his decision to ask for five new flagpoles on government buildings across the city to fly the union flag on designated days. Well, he hasn't asked for it. He's ordered it to be done. The Department of Finance and Personnel already flies the flags from four buildings. It's expected to cost you an additional £10,000 to do this. Both the Alliance and SDLP have criticised the move. Sinn Féin's Taoiseach Mackay with us this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning to you. What are your thoughts here?
Well, I think that both Sammy's focus and the DUP's focus is not on the economy, it is not on health. And it is on issues such as anthems and flags. And I think that I heard your opening to the show there, Stephen, and I think that the top story this morning should be the residential care homes and the crisis that is facing many families across the north in regard to that. Last night, I was in the home of a family whose 104-year-old mother is in Pinewood Residential Care Home in Ballymena, and the stress that family is going through. That is where people's focus should be on at the moment. And the last thing that Belfast needs at the minute is more flagpoles.
Well, they're going to have more if the DUP get their way. And you lot can't stop them because Sammy Wilson is in charge, obviously, of his department. They control the finance ministry. And so he can order these to go up. What is to be gained from these going up? They would say identity. It's their country. The flag of their country, they would say.
It is interesting, Stephen, because certainly from the work on the Finance Committee, Sammy's department came to speak to us about the public service pensions reforms, and the trade unions on behalf of public sector workers wanted a proper estimate carried out of the impact of that. And that would have cost just under £10,000. And at that time, the department said that would not have been money justified. So here you have a case where Sammy Wilson is arguing that £10,000 is justified for erecting five flagpoles in Belfast, but it is not justified to work out the impact of public service pensions reforms on public sector workers. So that is where the focus of the DUP is at the moment, as we've seen from both the actions of Mr. Wilson and obviously Mr. Putz last week, who seemed more interested in talking about anthems and the residential care homes. And I think that the public out there are really, really angry at the DUP's inactions on both the issues of health and the economy. And this is just something which is totally unnecessary. And to be honest, sounds more like the politics of the old Belfast City Hall than politics for the 21st century in Belfast.
Well, we asked Sammy Wilson to come onto the programme this morning. He's not available. Bob Stoker, DUP councillor. Morning to you, Bob.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
I'm Ulster Unionist councillor.
What do you think?
Not DUP councillor. Can I just make that clear?
Yeah, of course. But it's too early in the morning for me. Sorry, Bob. My fault. Carry on.
Well, I welcome the decision that they're going to actually erect flagpoles to fly the flag on designated days.
You welcome it.
I think it's rich of Sinn Féin to say they don't care about the economy. They're the ones who brought this to a head in December of last year, not worrying about the economy in a run-up to Christmas.
Yeah, but is this what Northern Ireland needs? More flags, more controversy around flags, Bob?
I think this year's a reaction to the original decision by Sinn Féin, SDLP and the Alliance Party to remove the flag from City Hall. I think we have to remember there's still an awful lot of people hurting out there because of this here original decision. And I would say most right-thinking people would say, what's the problem with flagpoles going up to fly the flag?
You don't think most right-minded people would say, stay away from flags? You know, concentrate on health.
Yeah, well,
on education.
We were actually saying that before the 3rd of December. You know, don't open up a Pandora's box, and that's exactly what's happened. Now, we're talking about flying the flag of our country, and the flag represents everyone without distinction. Some people may not like it, but that's entirely up to them.
Department of Finance and Personnel have told us that work is underway to erect a flagpole at five further sites, College Street in Belfast, Rose Park House, Newton Arch Road, Belfast, Victoria Hall, May Street in Belfast, Clare House, Airport Road West, Belfast, Goodwood House, May Street, Belfast. Estimated cost per site, £500 to £2,000. That's where they're getting the £10,000 maximum cost from. The location of the flagpost, structural issues, site preparation works required. Work should be completed at all sites within 4 months. Margaret's in West Belfast. First call of the day. Morning, Margaret.
Morning, Stephen. They're on about putting all these stupid flags up again and up there. I mean, since they had stupid flags, why doesn't people, concentrate on the poor people that's getting put out of their homes? Because that's more important than stupid bloody flags. And at the end of the day, it's only a bit of cotton, whatever. And see these people that's on about putting these flags up. It doesn't matter if it's this flag.
This is the finance minister. This is a minister in government wanting this done.
It doesn't matter, Stephen. I mean, he wants to, they want to catch themselves on and grow up. Do you know what I mean? They're saying, look at that poor woman on the other night, crying, sobbing her heart out. My God, anybody that would do that like that, and health ministers know, they shouldn't even be on government or things like that, because one day they're going to be like that themselves and they'll understand. Or at the end of the day, somebody belonging to them. And at the end of the day, Stephen, see the like of these people that's in government, they're getting big dosh and they're able to get their medical things bought and paid for and go straight in and get seen to learn then, and all these poor people. So at the end of the day, instead of going on about stupid flags, and everybody in Belfast, the biggest majority of people in Belfast, they're going about their daily lives. They look at people at the City Hall.
Well, let me let Bob Stoker speak to you because he believes in this. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, well, I think, everything has to be taken in the context of what it does. And somebody's taking a decision that a lot of people will welcome. Of course, there's other issues that I would much prefer to be talking about. I would like to be talking about the economy, health, housing, education, all of those things. I didn't start this problem. It was brought about by Sinn Féin's insistence. Just ask Sinn Féin, how much did the equality impact assessment cost? How much did the protest cost?
Here we're back to the City Hall story again then.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about the City Hall. I'm not a member of the Assembly.
Here's Michael in Belfast wants to speak to you, Bob. Go ahead, Michael. Morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Bob, seriously, all joking aside, in the week that Mr. Poots has had, do you think, Mr. Wilson, it's a good time to bring up an issue of flags again?
I'm sure Sammy has had this process underway for some time, and it's not just something he thought up over the weekend. But as I say, I would much prefer to be talking about health issues, housing, education, and all the problems it's associated with.
Of course, Bob Stoker's Ulster Unionist Party. What do you say, Michael, this morning to the DUP?
The DUP about flags?
Yeah.
Oh, well, sure. I think the flag issue is to deflect the mess they made of the nursing home issue. And just on the point,
Edwin Poots would tell you that he's fixing the nursing home issue now.
Stephen, I spoke to you on Friday and you quite wrongly cut me off. Now, he may be fixing the issue, right? As far as I'm concerned, and as far as the majority of people in Northern Ireland or the north of Ireland or whatever you want to call it, he made the mess. He was driving the bus. He took his eye off the ball, put it whatever way you want. I have nothing personal against Evan Poots, but basically I don't think he's capable to be ahead of a department that takes, I think it takes a third of the budget of Northern Ireland. Would that be right?
So am I getting a sense that some of you still want to talk about this care home story?
Stephen, why would you not want to fix something that has distressed and maybe brought on people's premature death? Why would you not want to fix it when you see that wee woman,
Jean Faulkner, yeah.
Jean Faulkner, there you go. When you've seen her, and fair play to her, she sat with Edmund Poots And Edmund Poots might have been head and shoulders physically bigger than her, but he paled into insignificance sitting beside that lady. Now, one other thing that I can understand what Bob Stoker's talking about is that he made a very, very valid point at the start that he was not a member of the DUP. He was a member of the Ulster Unionist Party. And again, politicians, being politicians, will not stand up, take the flak. They point the finger at someone else.
Well, the DUP simply said that Sammy wasn't available this morning. Stephen, morning to you, Stephen.
Hi, it's Dawn.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to make a quick comment. I was driving down the M1 yesterday, heading towards Lisburn, and there was a giant tricolour on the Divis Mountain, and below it, giant white lettering was a reference to the hunger strikers. Now, Steve, to some people that's offensive. And I'd like to know what Sinn Féin's response is to that flag being put up there. Why was it there? Why was it not taken down?
Dahi Mackay?
Well, the flag on the mountain was to mark the anniversary of Bobby Sands, which occurs at this time of year.
And you support that flag?
Well, I certainly understand why Republicans would want to mark that particular anniversary. But that's not paid for by government, Stephen. That is something that the community wants to mark. And the Irish flag in itself is not an offensive flag. And, you know, it could be argued as well that there are many within the unionist community who use the union flag to mark commemorations without offence to anybody either.
Well, the
fact of the matter is, Stephen...
What's inoffensive to one part of the community is offensive to the other. You know that.
But this is being used by a government minister and is quite clearly in reaction to the fact that the DUP did not get their way in regard to the cenotaph. And as the Irish news map shows this morning in the newspaper, this is about surrounding Belfast City Hall and four sites there with the union flags. This is quite cynical.
Stephen, is that your question answered?
Not really, Stephen, because to be honest with you, I still find it very offensive and I find it very two-faced. Whenever there's a jam flag being erected on Tevis Mountain and yet that guy Danny can't see how that is offensive to the people who are part of my community.
Dahi?
Well, Stephen, firstly, I find it offensive that the gentleman can't even pronounce my name right. And that's something which is offensive in itself. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, I go through certain areas and I see a union flag flying. It doesn't necessarily offend me. But the fact of the matter is the way in which this flag is being used, the way that the flag is being used around Belfast City Hall, it is designed to be offensive to nationalists. And that is something which the DUP has deliberately staked up. If anybody had seen Ruth Patterson's speech in recent days in Carrickfergus, they would clearly see that the DUP is playing a very dangerous game, both within the unionist community and the loyalist community, and they need to take their focus away from what is a very unimportant issue, in my view, in comparison to what is happening in the residential care homes, what is happening in regard to the local economy. And that is where Sammy Wilson's focus should be. It should not be on flags around Belfast city centre, which could in itself damage the local economy.
OK, here's William in West Belfast. Morning, William.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead.
Stephen, I'm just listening to the show this morning and I can't believe what I'm actually hearing, the flag issue again. But I'll tell you what the point I'm trying to make here. You done a show last week that was probably one of the most powerful shows that I've ever listened to on the radio. And you highlighted one of the main issues that should be getting looked after. The DUP then, who couldn't handle themselves, in my eyes, have now brought this issue up to take the issue away that you discussed last week. That's the only reason. And what better issue to bring up than the flags again? And all they're trying to do, Stephen, in my opinion, is take the issue away of that they couldn't handle last week, the issue of residential care for the elderly. When you highlighted that last week, you did it with such a measure that we couldn't answer. And when you had that old lady on, who was a credit for her age and a credit to the elderly, that's what should be highlighted. I can't believe we're discussing flags yet again. But as I say, the point I'm making, it's taken away the issue that you brought up last week in your show.